Excuse me, this is a waived road hearing for Stanley Sterling, ADC number is 178308. Mr. Sterling is appearing for a absolute discharge home arrest. The has marked on the parole to his consecutive sentence, but is either for regular parole, home arrest, or an absolute discharge. He is currently serving a 7-year sentence for sexual assault or attempt to commit sexual assault. He has a become parole eligible on June 6th of 2018. He has a sentence end date of December 5th of 2021. According to the information that we have on the institutional progress report, Mr. Sterling has stated that he's waiving his appearance and does not wish to participate in the preparation of this report. He does have a violation that he received for a citation for disrespect to staff that was informed to resign back in April of 2017. He has taken some classes since he's been incarcerated, in which would also include sex offender treatment that he's actually taken. According to the citation that he received back in April or March of 17, he was actually out on the yard when one of the officers told him to tuck his shirt in, and he told him just to get the hell out of there and wanted to do what he wanted to do. This is a report, according to his Ames report, that he is 59 years old. He has served an expired 7-year sentence and a 1.6-year sentence for aggravated assault and sexual assault. His last citation besides the one in 2017 was at 08. He has a very minimal amount of citation that he's received since he's been incarcerated. He did come before this parole board on 4 separate times, during which time, 2 of the times he appeared and he waived, and the other times he was actually denied parole. He did do a plea agreement, and his plea agreement, he did a plea agreement for 7 years probation, supervised probation, as well as the sentence that he actually did for the 7 years in which he was actually sentenced to. According to the information we have, there is a report in here from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office in which the County Attorney's Office objected to any early parole or release of Mr. Stanley. This is an incident that occurred back on February 9th of 1991 when a 15-year-old female was walking down I-10 overpass, and then he took her to the side of a nearby building where he proceeded to beat her and threaten her life. Then he sexually assaulted her by forcibly inserting his penis into her vagina. Before he was arrested for this offense, he had been involved in several other offenses. He does have an extensive criminal record. During this time, he was put on probation. As he was put on probation, he continued to violate his probation over the years in 2010, 2015. Then finally, in 2015, his probation was revoked, and he was sentenced to an additional 7 years, and that's how he wound up with this additional time, that he got this additional 7 years, and he has been maximum release date, like I said, that he has on here. Would be 2021, as the, according to the information that we have here. So, based on his extensive criminal history that he's had, and he's had an extensive violent criminal history, I do not see it being a benefit to a release or parole Mr. Stanley out to home arrest after you discharge a regular parole. I am willing to listen to the rest of the college.
Okay, sir.
Okay, well then, based on the information that we have, I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Stanley regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest at this time. I'm also going to ask for a 1-year set-off.
I'll second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Cummings, Mr. Neal. unwarranted to mark the reasons for denials, that it was a serious and violent offense, serious indecent offense, as it was a sexual assault, trauma to the victim. Also going to mark the age of the victim in the original assault. She was 15 years old. She was sexually assaulted, so I'm going to mark serious bodily injury to it. I'm going to mark that he violated previous parole. He had a history of assault behavior, his prior criminal history, and that he was a repeat offender. I'm going to also mark recent disciplinary infraction, as he did get a recent ticket. I'm going to mark poor or no release plan that he had in him, no family community support. Those would be the reasons for denial, unless the board has some they would like to see admitted or taken away. That's going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Sterling at this time.
Mr. Stanley.
Stanley. I got to put on here Stanley Sterling.